follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star. Stay free when no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're
broadcasting from the Kingdom of Fife in Scotland. This is Radio Freedom International. from Radio Freedom International. This is Radio Freedom International, broadcasting from latitude 56 degrees 12 minutes 30 seconds north, longitude 3 degrees 25 minutes west. We are transmitting on the following frequencies: on 6230 kilocycles on the 49 meter free broadcast band, on VHF at 97.5 megacycles, channel 36 FM stereo, and at 1000 hours GMT this morning on 15,040 kilocycles, 19.9 meters. I'd like to welcome all our listeners this morning to the 49 meter band, or VHF. We'll be on air today until 1200 hours GMT. This is Radio Freedom International, making our first scheduled transmission of 1984. Ici Radio Freedom International, Nicole Wolf, sending a good morning, dance and helm. Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM, with the best in revive 45s.
More music, music, more often more. More.
Well, was I thinking how I could start off my first program of 1984, and I thought, well, the year of decision, why not? 3 degrees opening up, aka on a Sunday, and the year of decision. It's been a month since we've been, in fact, last on air. In fact, a whole month since I've been in the studios, so feeling rather rusty. No doubt I'll get into the swing of things whilst my show progresses, if that's the correct word. Anyway, welcome on in to the Alan Kidd Wireless Program this Sunday morning from RFI. We have musical entertainment. Well, I'd like to think so anyway. Music for you. 2 hour program today till 1100 hours at GMT, and at 11 we have Bob Scott. All worth the effort, I'm sure it is. Well, we have your mail today, and quite a bundle of mail as well. Thank you very much for writing in to us. And before I go any further, I'd just like to thank those listeners who sent us Christmas cards. Thank you very much indeed. Barry Kent will be compiling their names and retransmitting that sometime in the future. Thank you very much once again. Well, since our last transmission being December the 18th, lots of nice things happening on the old airwaves. And apart from nice things happening on the old shortwave bands, nice things happening on medium wave too. I like this sort of festive time of year, being Christmas and New Year. That's when you get those once a year stations popping up, and it's very nice to have them along as well. But what you're tuned to at the moment is not a once a year station, but we are here every 2 weeks, holidays allowing. It's Radio Freedom International. A very good morning to you. How's your Sunday morning so far? Still tired? That's the way. If you're lying in your bed at this moment in time, I would just advise you just stay there and listen to this one, the right one, Radio Freedom International. Happiness to Europe, Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM. Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM, and at 1000 hours we have 19.9 meters coming on air. That's 15040 to the world on at 1000 hours. Hopefully that's in about 48 minutes time from now. Second one in, musically wise, with Three Dog Night. Very good one too. You may remember Leo Sayer had a hit with us quite a few years ago. It's called The Show Must Go On. As I was saying at the beginning of the program, nice things happening on the old radio wave airwaves over the past 3 weeks. Nice to have a radio station that appears on medium wave here in Scotland every year and does a very good job as well. I think they've done a 72-hour non-stop broadcast this year. Very nice too, with a full half-wave medium wave dipole and 150 watts DC input. Beautiful signal, I must say, and very nicely done as well. And that's Radio Telstar up here in Scotland. So if any of the guys from Telstar are listening this morning, thank you very much for the entertaining programs. And nice to hear old Martin Davis on the old airwaves of Telstar there. I thought he would be in his wheelchair by now. Only joking, Martin. Yes, I do trust I'm only joking, yes. It's Radio Freedom International you're currently tuned to on our first transmission, scheduled transmission of 1984. We didn't make January the 1st for obvious reasons. And if we did plan to come on January the 1st, actually, our FM aerial was in fact blown down by the fierce gales that we were having up here. And I think there was some damage done to our shortwave aerial as well, although that was quickly repaired. So if we did plan to come on January the 1st, which we didn't, it would have been quite difficult. A few technical problems arriving to the weather difficulties. Anyway, enough of the chit-chat at the moment. More mail to come out later on in the program. Here's a nice one as well. Good message to Albert Hammond and the Peacemaker.
Get out, damn it. Close the door, don't slam it. Let me be alone a while to give my nerves a rest. Whatever you do, I love you. No matter what you do, I love you. And I want to run after you, but I don't know what's best. If you will take good care of me, I'll be your caretaker. You'll be the maker of the peace. I'll be the peacemaker. Rip it up and start again. I said rip it up and start again. I said rip it up and start again. I said
rip it up and start again. Mailing address time, so put out your old ear holes, because I'm going to give you the mailing address. In approximately 28 minutes time, well, at 1000 hours GMT, it's easier to do it that way. We have another frequency opening up on the 19-meter band, in fact 19.9 meters. That's 15,040 kilocycles, 15040. Happening at 1000 hours GMT worldwide. Right, if you'd like to write into us, I'll be glad to hear from you. And you just don't have to send us a reception report, although reception reports are warmly welcome. However you write into us and whatever it's about, always nice to hear from you. And I'd just like to remind you, we're giving away our DX data sheets. That's to say, it consists of aerial facts and figures explaining about aerial diagrams to improve shortwave listening reception. An explanation on the simple code, in case you're not very up in your simple code. Ideal for the beginner to shortwave. And we're also giving away 10 years of Radio Freedom International newsletter. So if you like all that, just write into us. Anyway, be looking forward to hear from you. Member of programs at 11 o'clock today, we have Bob Scott and the Offshore Radio Connections program. And at 1200 hours, I think we close down. Well, we should be anyway. That's on all three frequencies. And you're currently listening to AK on a Sunday, and I'm on your air, of course, if you've worked it out, till 1100 hours GMT today. Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM.
Radio, let's go, go!
Right then, more music is order of today, and order of the moment as well. Favorite Motown music for me, The Supremes and Nathan Jones.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM. And take a little trip across the North Sea to the Netherlands and Holland and Boland. From Holland, wait for the sun.
The streets, they are deserted and the late show's just begun. The old man looks around because he's waiting for the sun. Hey, 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 wait for the sun.
Right, vastly approaching 1000 hours GMT. In the second and final hour of the show, apart from being worldwide on 15040, we'll be delving into the mailbags and reading out your mail. So if you have written into us for a live transmission, then you've got a very good chance, actually, of hearing your name being mentioned on the program. We're standing by for station ID and the mailing address at 1000 hours GMT. No, I've not been drinking, honest. But in the meantime, today is up to there. Booker T and the MGs. This is Radio Freedom International, broadcasting from latitude 56 degrees, 12 minutes, 30 seconds north, longitude 3 degrees, 25 minutes west. We are broadcasting on the following frequencies. On 19.9 meters, 15,040 kilocycles. On the 49 meter free broadcast band, on 6,230 kilocycles. And on VHF at 97.5 megacycles, channel 36. The mailing address for Radio Freedom International is to Department R, 67 Elm Row, Edinburgh, EH74AQ, Scotland, the UK. Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM with the best in revived 45s.
More music, music, more often more.
And opening up the second and final hour of the Alan Kidd Wireless Program, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Good morning, it's RFI on the air today till 1200 hours GMT. Right, just before we delve into our mailbag, one station I forgot to mention, and that's Radio Linda. Well, as you know, Radio Linda were in fact readied, if that's the correct term. I had a visit, November the 13th, but we were back on air. I can't remember what day it was. I think it was it January the 1st? I just can't remember. Sorry about that. Anyway, nice to hear Radio Linda back on the air. Although my head was full of peanut butter at the time, as you might appreciate. And look forward to hearing them back in the air very shortly with their own transmitter, as I think they were using somebody else's transmitter, because certainly it wasn't up to their usual technical quality. So happy new year, and hello to all the guys of Radio Linda, and John Dean, of course. Right, into our mail back here. Trying to squeeze one letter between each record.
And this one concerns our last transmission of December the 18th. Comes from West Germany. A lot of mail from West Germany for recently. This comes from Roland Hoher of Häftlingsstraße 10, 8500 Nuremberg 80 in West German. Say hello to Rudolf for me. And our simple reading, that particular day was 3333. And nice program details as well. It's hobbies, actually. Good morning, Roland. You say you're 28 years old and your profession is a chemist and you're working for a doctor's degree at Würzburg University. And you say you think you'll finish this task next year. Well, if you do, good luck. I hope you do anyway. And you can write in and tell us if you did. You say your hobbies are DXing, of course, free radio, photography, science fiction, and indoor plants. You didn't say what kind of indoor plants. Yes, I know, the prickly type, yeah. You say that reception got bad from 10:17 onwards due to a high level of local noise, household gadgets, and at 10:25 reception was completely impossible due to the hum and buzz of TV sets. Yes, I know what that's like, actually. That's quite annoying when you're listening to the shortwave bands and somebody switches on a TV, because all you get is a sort of buzzing sound, don't you?
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but
I'll do my best for Roland Hoher, Häftlingsstraße 10, 8500, Nuremberg 80, in West Germany. Play this little tune for you, Charlie Dorr. I'm pilot of the airwaves.
Any record of your choice, I don't mind. I'd be happy just to hear your voice saying this is for the girl who didn't sign her name. Guess she needs a dedication just the same.
Tom Robinson and Listen to the Radio. Well, from West Germany to Denmark, back to England. And I'd like to say a very good morning now to, I think it's Brian Boylan of Crescent Close, Cowley, Oxford in England. Heard us December the 18th. And down in there in Oxford, our simple reading was 4433. That's 44433. And we had a low of 23322. If you make sense of that, you're a better man than me. Radio Freedom International, shortwave AM.
Radio, let's go, go!
We just had Barry Kent, who sort of bounced into the studio. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
You're looking very well this... Oh, that looks good. You're looking not too bad for a Sunday morning.
It's miserable out there.
Yeah, he's actually just brought a pile of mail in, actually, and he says, there's some more mail to read out. I mean, I've heard everything...
Come on, get ready now, come on, now. Look, here's one.
I've had everything organised. I have another 7 letters to read out that I knew I had to do, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 more to mention. And I've only got 25 minutes left. What's that LP you've just brought in, actually?
Right. You're not going to play it, are you? You've got to play that.
It's
Tracy Ullman's LP.
Great.
Broke my heart in 17 places.
Well, you know how Tracy Ullman's got a thing in the charts at the moment called Move Over Darling. I was actually going to play the original, and I still am.
I've never heard the original.
No, you're not? Oh, well.
Never heard the original.
Right. Anyway, mentioned with more mail here, I've given him some more mail. I want to say good morning now. We'll have to rush through this all of a sudden. Good morning to Carl Gruger of 36 Street Birch, Colchester, Essex in England. Barry Kent making slurping noises in the microphone.
Treadmill lager's good.
Treadmill lager, yeah. Good morning to you, Carl. Thank you very much for your report. And our simple down there in Colchester in Essex, December the 18th, was All the Fours. Not bad. Thank you very much, Carl. Hope you received your QSL verification. Come on then, Barry. You could be opening some mail and reading some out.
This one's from... sorry.
Hold on, hold on. No, he's not reading any mail for some reason. Come on, work.
Cassette here?
Work for your living. Yes, I know we've got a cassette. Right, moving along here with something from England. He's picking out all the English ones. He's not doing the English German ones. Okay, got chaos in the show now. Mr. D. Knight, with a K. D. Knight of Margaret Close, Morley, Leeds in West Yorkshire. Good morning to you, Mr. D. Knight. Thank you for your reception report. Anyway, while we're trying to get Barry Kent organised, here's the original of Move Over Darling, of course done in the UK charts by Tracy Ullman. Here's Doris Day from half a century ago, or maybe before that. Doris Day, the original of Move Over Darling. Podney Sykes, thank you very much. That's Podney of Rosewarne Cottages, Camborne and Cornwall. Thank you very much for your letter from the past couple of weeks ago there. And more mail here. Rustling through the old mail. Barry Kent sitting very quiet and contented since I played Tracy Ullman. We actually put Tracy Ullman on at the last minute there just to prove that we had the LP, and it was a terrible mix. So we'll blame Barry Kent for that one.
Oh, I was.
Yes, we'll blame you, yes. Good morning now to Philip Hilton of Cowdrey Road, Southport, I think it is, in England. And stop coughing, I can hear you. That's Barry Kent coughing in the background. He's got a cold as well. We've all got colds in the station. He heard us 4th December, and the simple was 33233. Thank you very much for that reception report. And we'll just have another one before we feature some more music. And stop snoring. We've had Barry Kent suddenly trying to put me off my program, which is not very hard to do. Looking for an address here. Oh yes, Tony Tompkins of 364 Great Clough Street, Salford. Where's Salford about? Do you know
Essex.
Where's Essex? Well, what part of Essex? Anyway, Salford. Good morning to you, Tony. Yes, we know where Salford
Essex
is. And you say, where's that bit? I've missed it. Where's it? Loving kisses to 88 to Julie King. Yes, it's quite a number of letters sent in to us saying that they've enjoyed listening to Julie King on December the 18th. So Tony Tompkins, thank you very much for your reception report. No doubt you've received your QSL verification by now. Elvis Presley's currently trying to make a sort of comeback to the UK charts with The King Don't Be Cruel. Here's Billy Swan and his version from 9 years ago. Billy Swan's version of Don't Be Cruel was in the UK charts May 1975, and that was Presley. I know he was making a comeback, but single-wise. How can he come back when he's dead? Yes, I know. Okay, it's sort of a chart contender for the UK charts by Elvis Presley, Don't Be Cruel. Right, into the mailbag again. I'd like to say good morning to Georg Brentenbach. Just received your letter, actually, just been brought into the studio. That's Georg Brentenbach of Hagenerstrasse 7, D5820, Gevelsberg. In, is it East Germany or West Germany? It's got IRCs, it must be West Germany. Can't remember, actually. Anyway, yes, move along with more music. We've just got 40 minutes remaining off the program at 1100 hours GMT in 40 minutes time, of course. We have Bob Scott. There's also a sticker in this little letter here. Oh, lots of goodies you've been sending us. Very nice, too. Tune in if you Rankin. Batida Radio. I take it that must be a German, West German pirate station. Nice green sticker too, thank you very much, Jorg. Anyway, moving along here, somebody has written into us asking for information on the station, but as you can hear, listeners, there's not a stamp in the envelope.
No, there isn't.
As I drop the old letter here. Right, this program's becoming chaotic since you've come in, Barry.
Sorry, I'll go away.
Okay, this one's from Paul Jones. I wonder if it's the same as the Paul Jones's locker. Anyway, for Old Road, Ratley, Banbury, Oxon in England, thank you very much for your...
Davy Jones.
Davy Jones, is it? Well, maybe a relative. Thank you much for your letter, and thank you very much for not sending any stamps. That'll cost us something.
Filed in the bucket.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Oh, better not say that. Anyway, good morning now to the German Democratic Republic, and as always, to the uninitiated. That's East Germany, full of postcards, letters, and this one comes from, a regular listener to RFI, and that's Friedrich W. Butt of Postbox 6, DDR 2901, Berg in the German Democratic Republic. And, we'll play another record, actually, and we'll come back to the remaining mail. Nice one, too, from Dr. Hook, and this one's called More Like the Movies. It's Radio Freedom International, worldwide.
I guess the dance is over now, so you just curtsy and I'll bow. The band to play us. What's left of me, right back to where it used to be.
Something on the 49ers band only, and at 11 o'clock we have Bob Scott and the Offshore Radio Connections program.
Super Sunday, have a big fat ball!
Everything super!
Have a Super Sunday with Radio Freedom International Shortwave AM.
Worldwide on 15040, 19.9 metres, it's Freedom International from Scotland. Here's some music for you done by Hot Chocolate, so you win again. The sounds of Hot Chocolate and So You Win Again. Right, just one more record to go on AKA on 49 metres. Don't forget, I continue till 1200 metres, only to be heard on 15040, that's to say on 19.9 metres. If you're unable to tune to 15040, I'll see you in 2 weeks' time, that's to say our first transmission of February, and I'll be on at 900 hours GMT as usual, opening up the station. Happening very shortly, we have Bob Scott at 1100 hours GMT. Of course, we have Bob Scott and the mailing address. So if you want the mailing address, stick around for that. I continue with AK Worldwide Part 2 on 15040. If you can't find me there, I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. So until then, be warm, beware, you take care, good DXing, and the best of 73s. Bye-bye.